Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Worst Coast Children X-Wing podcast. We apologize for our hiatus because we both did a lot of traveling this summer, so we couldn't record a lot during our summer break. Ironically, with school around the corner, we might be able to record a lot more, actually. So don't worry, we have X-Wing content for you. I do want to talk about the state of hyperspace and Lone Star and the LS and Lone Star Open, the event that happened about a month ago. It was only 2 weeks ago, so not that late, fortunately. I'm going to talk about my experience at LSO. Right now, TTT says that there were 44 people that played all the way through, but I'm sure there were more, and this is just day one as well. It's full of, like, amazing players. You have Andrew Baldock, Duncan Howard, Paul Heaver, Tyler Tippett, Chris Allen, my father, Carson Ray, who actually beat me in the Swiss, by the way, again, Zach Matthews, and so I went 2-3 myself, which is kind of, which is not my best performance, and there are, like, a few reasons why, but I'll get into that. Let's talk about the actual games and how my perspective on hyperspace changed. My opinion on hyperspace was, I was concerned that, hyperspace was going to be very diverse, because I remember going into the tournament, man, I played nothing but Bossk, for practice. I'm kind of worried that I'm going to see a lot of other lists and I won't be prepared for them, like any surprising jank or very creative lists. But in fact, those are the lists that I sort of won. Not, I wouldn't say easily, but those were my most secured wins. The thing that I and I'm actually kind of annoyed. Because, so, Bossk was, like, was one of the very common scum lists, and I wasn't paired against any of them. I got paired against the mirror match. So it's an Imperial list, the TIE Advance V1, Baron of the Empire, and all of them had, four of them had Prockets, and the other two had Threat Tracers. Now, the regular variation is for all of them to have Disciplined. Disciplined is a 1-point upgrade, and whenever after another friendly ship at range 0-3 is destroyed, if that ship is limited or has the Disciplined upgrade, you may perform a lock or roll action. That was standard loadout, but what I did was I had 5 Ruthlesses on 5 Barons, just Threat Tracers on 1, so I had a 3-point bid. The idea was to outbid the other 6 Baron lists to utilize the linked actions more often, since Ruthless encourages using the Baron's linked actions and Discipline discourages it. So that was the idea behind my list. And it turns out I was the only person who ran Ruthless, which was a little bit surprising, since I think Ruthless is a bit more appealing than Discipline. But I digress. Round 1. Literally, my first matchup was the mirror match. My first opponent was Joshua Snyder, who is an incredible X-Wing player that finally got to play after, you know, a year of being locked up inside his own house. And our match was really interesting. He was actually flying the 6 Barons, but all of them had Prockets. No Threat Tracers, no elite, no talent upgrade. Six Barons with Prockets, which was going to be an interesting fight. So yes, I have more upgrades and Ruthless, but he has more Prockets than I do, so in theory, he can have more punch. So the beginning of the game went really well. I was able to kill a Baron without him having to shoot a Procket and without losing any of my guys in the opening. So that was a major victory. The problem was I overextended with two of my barons, and I got them, and they ended up becoming separated. Half of my list got demolished in a kill box. So I lost in the mirror match, and he was actually my loss, one of my three losses. I'm sorry, Joshua, Mr. Snyder, messed up in the opening, but then he remembered all of his, you know, skill sets in the middle of the match and just wrecked me with the little tools he had. So kudos to him. I lost 131 to 99, and I was pretty mad about it. I was a little bit annoyed by that loss. So the moral of that story is to, you know, don't lose your concentration and make sure you're always keeping the pressure on your opponent. Roll to block off his turn to the right. And actually, this is when I actually had a very in-depth discussion with Hyperspace. Is in a bad place, because if you go on TTT, all you're going to see is Django Zam, six barons, any number of boss builds, and everything else that isn't that, which is 20% of all lists. That's a huge problem. The majority of the lists are three archetypes. The only player who wasn't flying that stuff and made cut, I think, was Carson Ray, who was flying resistance aces and mini beef. He was the only person who made cut. He was the only person who made cut in day one that wasn't Zam, Bossk, or the Barons. So that's a huge problem.
Explain why that's a problem. Is it? Not enough diversity in lists. Is that what the problem is?
Right. So the thing that makes X-Wing fun is, you know, it almost every game is different. You have multiple lists that where you have to adapt your strategy to kill.
Right.
To fight, but here you just have three dominant ships that are just unfair. Like Bossk gets his locks. Bossk is double modded with the reinforce,
yeah.
And he's always getting his crit because of Greedo. So, you know, he's dealing 3 to 4 damage a turn, mm-hmm. and that's with him alone.
Yeah, that's massive.
You have the six barons that can. That can be literally literally anywhere the player wants them to be with incredible offense. And you have Django Zam with that's just straight up busted. Granted, I still think this hyperspace is better than Rebel Beef, because at least you have three lists instead of one. You know?
Yeah.
So, yes, this isn't the worst hyperspace, but it certainly isn't the best, and it's not the way it should be. And my last opponent, Mr. Sather, is just really, is just upset at the state of the meta, because, you know, because just everything was unfairly unbalanced, and you know, like some, and like an average player who's just walking into this tournament is just going to be, you know, demolished by these lists. Like, it's just not fair. And keep in mind, like Mr. Sather wasn't doing well, and he's a good X-Wing player. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't played in several years, but I mean, he's got Like he knows the game. He knows how to play it. He knows how to play it well, and he gets demolished by these just unbalanced lists, and yeah. It's just very upsetting. So remember how I said I thought there was going to be diversity in mm-hmm. X-Wing? It's the exact opposite. In fact, I did well against the non-meta lists. Hmm. Other than Carson Ray. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to change the name of the podcast to the Carson Ray Lost to the Worst Ghost Children X-Wing Pod. No, the North American Champion Lost to the Worst Ghost Children.
I have a bunch of questions written down for you that are new things that you haven't talked about at all.
Sure.
But we will go over those right after break. Hey, it's Isaiah Brody here with Break Time Announcements. Worst Ghost Children is supported by our Patreons. Enrique Benitez, Andy Myers, Alex Pavlov, Drew Brody, D. Yoon, Bobby Sapphire, and Isaac A. Swan. If you'd like to support our show, you can go to our Patreon link in the description, where you're going to find all the other links used for this episode. All right, now back to the show. All right, welcome back. Eli, you ready?
Yes.
All righty. So, can you describe the setting? Is it like a stadium or world is? Is it a convention center? Is it like a hotel ballroom?
We were in a convention center.
Got it.
Like a convention center hotel. You know one of those?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, one of those things. There were like big rooms and venues.
Yeah. Can you walk me through like every step of the way? Describe what things looked like.
Oh, that's hard. All right, so
from like the airport to the plane to the hotel room to the convention center.
Oh yeah. Also, I want to talk about a friend I haven't seen in a long time. But yes, I will answer those questions. So, you got the entrance, and then you have like two places to eat. Mm-hmm. One specifically for breakfast, and the other's like a burger barbecue place kind of.
Sure.
You know, it's Texas, and like on the far side of the venue, there were hotels. There were stairs and elevators to the hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But on the ground floor, you got multiple venues, and in those venues you got Warhammer and Legion, Star Wars Legion, and X-Wing. And let me tell you, the Legion mats were phenomenal. Like there's a mat that's Hoth. It's just the Battle of Hoth with Fallen AT-AT. I almost said AT-AT, like you know, disrespecting the Star Wars gods. There's the gigantic ion cannon, and even the entrance to Echo Base. Like it was amazing. And then there's like Tatooine and a bunch of other places that there was one that had an entire tight system model on it. Those maps are so cool.
How many people were there? What did it feel like? Was it like?
The venue was full.
Yeah. We talked about emotions that you were expecting that you were going to feel. What did you actually feel in the moment where you walk in and you realize,
it was like, oh, it's go time. Let's do this. I go, Like I actually prepared for this map for this tournament. I feel great.
Awesome.
This has been the most prepared for I've been for an X-Wing tournament like ever. Let's do this.
And then like after all six rounds were said and done, how did you feel then? Exhausted?
There was five rounds.
Oh, five rounds.
I went, ha, my record is not the best, but yeah. I think I played really well for the most part.
Nice.
Except for the mirror matches. The mirror matches were exactly the best.
Yeah. What, if you could pick, like, one adjective to describe what it's like there, what would that adjective be?
Energy. A lot of energy.
Nice.
A lot of movement, a lot of people, a lot of interactions, a lot of energy. The stored up potential energy of people trapped in their homes finally coming together.
What was the feeling when you had to stay back on day two?
Oh, tragedy. Like I wanted to root for Nathan Idy and his father so badly, and I wanted to hang out with people. Like that was my finally the tension of X-Wing is over. Now I get to relax and hang out. I'm satisfied. I wouldn't say I was satisfied with my performance, but I'm happy that I played the majority of my matches really well.
And I'm just going to relax
and cheer for my friends. And oh no, I have congestion. My throat is sore, and I'm literally falling asleep round two, and I'm not even playing X-Wing. I should go to the hotel room.
And then my last.
I went on my phone a lot.
My last question.
And I was aching, so existence was pain.
Oh, sorry, Eli. When that happened. That's like the worst timing too.
Yeah, it wasn't COVID.
I know.
It was summer flu.
Our music is by Sebastian Blue, Isaiah Brody, Elijah Lurie, Scott Rowe, Nicholas Pavukos. Eli interrupted you, sorry.
Sorry, no, you go.
Okay. No. What?
Go, go!
Okay, thanks for listening, I'm Isaiah Brody.
Oh, I'm Elijah. I'm Elijah.
3, 2, 1, hi Tom!
Hi Tom!
Alright.
I don't know if the first episode of What If is good, but it's awesome.
Okay. I will have to. How long is it? It better not be an hour.
Okay, so pretty much.
Is it an hour? Hi, Isaiah here from the Worst Coast Children. This week's episode is sponsored by District Foundry. Go to etsy.com/shop/districtfoundry, or you can just look District Foundry up on etsy.com for all of your X-Wing 3D printed needs. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.